Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's Superior Livestock's Labor Day sale coming Wednesday and Thursday, September 9th and 10th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios in Texas. Be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 66,900 head of cattle. That'll include 21,700 yearling steers, 9,700 yearling heifers, over 21,000 weaned calves, over 19,000 calves on cows. They'll be selling cattle on Wednesday and Thursday, the 9th and 10th of September. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell either day, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And as always, you can call Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117 for more information as well. Labor Day Sale 36 from Superior Livestock. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Today's cattle futures were quite strong and finished over a dollar higher in general on the feeder. And live cattle futures, October live cattle were up $1.10 at $105.55. December's at $109.82, up $1.35. And we have regained some technical strength here as we've gone back above the 50-day moving average. We're still below the 20 on the December live, but we did regain some of that technical strength. On the feeder cattle, sort of the same action here. We bounced today. September's up $1.42 at $139.07. October up $1.42 at $139.95. Technically there, also I've kind of bounced off. There's a channel going all the way back to April that we're sort of bouncing off of at these levels. We also got close to a 38.2% retracement on September. Didn't quite get there, but we've bounced here. And then there's some folks looking for that gap at 144.48 from back in earlier in August. The feeder cattle index also higher today. It's at 140.91, where the Septembers are about 139.07. So there's still a little bit of a discrepancy there between the index. But we've got, two or three weeks to go until those matter. And then the D's hogs today were 58.47, up about 22.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Today's grain futures were a little bit lower for the wheats. Kansas City, December down 2 3/4 at 469 3/4. Still above the moving averages there, so hopefully the trend will remain up. Chicago wheat was 544 3/4, down 5.5. November beans up 6 at 974, and then December corn up 3.5 at 461.5. We retested some previous highs today from 3 or 4 trading days ago. The high was right at 364.5. Today's high was 63.5. So we really need to get through that level to continue moving upward. And then cotton today was down about 97 in December at 6402. We've got several important reports this week, starting this afternoon with the crop conditions. It looks like a slight decrease expected for the corn and soybeans. For corn, it looks like 61%, which will be down 1%. And then beans about 64%, which will be down 1 or 2% from last week. So a slight reduction in the crop. And then we're going to finish the week with the USDA report on Friday, which will update the crop production, which is the U.S. production and yield. Both of those are expected to be dropped slightly to reflect that August 10th storm and also the dry weather that we've been experiencing.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.